Why have I asked my electrician I found on Angie.com to bury my pet hamster Nibbles in our yard for me? Because I was so moved by how carefully he buried my electrical wires, I knew I could trust him to bury my sweet Nibbles after his untimely end.
Huh, Nibbles. Gone too soon. May he scurry in peace.
Hey, sorry about your pet, but I just wire stuff.
Nibbles would have loved you like a brother.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
As a woman entrepreneur, you know that every connection counts, whether it's with your customers, your team, or your community. Spectrum Business is here to help you build those connections stronger and faster. Imagine running your business with fast, reliable, fiber-powered internet so you can stay connected to customers, employees, and vendors without having to worry. We know flexibility matters. That's why select Spectrum Business packages come with a 3-year price guarantee, so you can focus on running your business. Plus, enjoy savings on internet, phone, TV, and mobile services when you bundle, all with a 30-day money-back guarantee and no long-term contracts. With Spectrum Business, you get more than just internet. You get support with 100% U.S.-based customer service, real people who understand small business, ready 24/7 to help you stay up and running. Join millions of business owners like you across America who trust Spectrum Business for reliability, speed, and support. Visit spectrum.com/business today to get started. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Breaking NFL news, another head coach done, and that is Browns head coach Kevin Stefanski. He is now out, no longer Browns head coach Kevin Stefanski. GM Andrew Berry will remain and spearhead the search for Cleveland's next head coach, according to Adam Schefter, of course, of ESPN. So not a total shocker. Adam Schefter also puts in the post on X. After moving on from Cleveland, Stefanski now is expected to be one of the top candidates in this hiring
100%.
Cycle.
100%. Yeah, he'd be great.
Two-time coach of the year.
Yes.
People forget about that.
That's right.
2020, that was the Baker Mayfield beating the Steelers in the playoffs and him not even being on the sideline because he had COVID. And then 2023.
You know what I'd really love to know is whether or not he had anything to do with the Deshaun Watson discussion and or the Shedeur Sanders discussion.
Yeah.
I got to believe he was in on the Deshaun Watson stuff. I can't believe that he was in on the Shedeur stuff.
Well, I mean, and Shedeur was also drafted so far down. There was a million other guys that were on the roster. Yes, he ended up playing the last handful of games, but yeah, I don't. It seemed like he was finding ways not to play Shedeur Sanders until he had no choice but to play Shedeur Sanders.
It's amazing. He was in Cleveland for 6 seasons. He had a 45-56 record.
Yeah, which is a lot better than the Jets and Giants head coaches recently.
It was. I think he's a quality head coach. Knows how to run a team. He's got a good offense. He's had problems at the quarterback position ever since he got there, with the exception of Baker Mayfield.
Yeah. I mean, and he's someone that I would absolutely bring in if I'm the Giants and seriously consider. I mean, I got to see what else happens in that division. You know, if Harbaugh's around, but you're talking about an offensive guy. I can't say this enough. He won 2 coaches of the year with the Cleveland Browns.
Yes.
I mean, that is a big deal, and only 11 games under 500 over the course.
He just won their last 2 games against their 2 biggest rivals in games that meant nothing.
With Shedeur Sanders as his quarterback.
Exactly.
Couldn't do a goddamn thing out there. So,
and by the way, both of the teams, well, the Bengals didn't have anything to play for other than incentives and money and statistics. And, you know, they had Joe Burrow play all 4 quarters.
Yep.
But they knocked off the Steelers when they were trying to go for the playoffs.
Yep. Exactly. 13-6.
I mean, I bet you if you look back at their schedule, I bet you they had a lot of I wonder if they had a lot of close games, didn't they?
Well, their defense was so good, so yeah. I mean, he's definitely going to be a guy. You know, maybe Maybe the Falcons were interested in him, trying to figure out what the hell they're going to do offensively. Maybe that's why they made their move as fast as they did.
You know, that wasn't, I mean, they lost a few games that were close. When they lost big.
Oh, did they?
Yeah.
Well, there was a one in there. Wasn't there like a 31-29 against Tennessee or something?
There was a 31-29 against Tennessee, then a 31-3 versus Chicago.
Oof.
23-20, 13-6. I mean, like, they had no offense.
Yeah. Nope. Did not. And remember, a couple years ago when he won that Coach of the Year in 2023, that was when Joe Flacco came in, and they were flying high.
Yeah.
And I love them in the playoffs, and they just got trounced wild card weekend.
So, speaking of coaches of the year.
Yeah.
Give me your top, say, give me your top three guys.
Mike McDonald, Ben Johnson, and Mike Vrabel.
Yeah, I would say the same. I would definitely say the same. Sean Payton gets no love, though.
Yeah, that's
gets
true.
Gets no love. They're 14-3. They're the number one seed. And by the way, you don't realize this, but who do you think attempted more passes this year in the NFL? Dak Prescott.
Why have I asked my HVAC guy I found on Angie.com to change my grandpa's trachea tube? Because I was so amazed by how quickly he replaced our air ducts. I knew I could trust him to change Pop-Pop's tube while I was on vacation.
Make it quick, young man.
Aw, see? Pop-Pop trusts you.
I think we should call a doctor.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
Matthew Stafford, Drake May, or Bo Nix?
Well, I mean, I think because we're talking about Sean Payton and the Broncos, it's going to be Bo Nix, right?
Bo Nix and Dak Prescott both attempted 589 passes.
Yeah, you wouldn't think that.
And nobody even talks about Bo Nix as possibly being an MVP.
No.
Now, his numbers are not nearly as good as Drake May's and Matthew Stafford's, but still, he's the quarterback of the number one seed in the AFC.
Yeah, of course. Let's see. So just going back to the Browns here.
Yes.
Their quarterbacks, post-Baker Mayfield, Deshaun Watson, Jacoby Brissett, Joe Flacco, Jameis Winston, Shedeur Sanders, Dylan Gabriel, Dorian Thompson-Robinson, P.J. Walker, Jeff Driscoll, Bailey Zappi.
That's quarterback hell.
It absolutely is. And Schefter put that out too, but... Kevin Savanti, coach 101 regular season games as Browns head coach. It seems like it almost seems like Schefter's getting the old, like he's doing the bidding for
Stefanski.
Yeah, a little bit, you know?
Maybe Stefanski is a pretty good direct information guy.
Exactly. Like, get this out there. I want to get a job right away. Kevin Savanti, coach 101 regular season games as Browns head coach. The most for the franchise since Blanton Collier's 112 games from 63 to 70.
It's a mess.
So when people think, like, oh, the Browns fired their head coach, like, there might be a perception of that with NFL fans. This guy's going to get a job. He's going to get a job. He's going to get a job in this hiring cycle.
He should.
And he's going to want to go to where there's a good quarterback. And I think that if the Giants ended up with Kevin Stefanski, I think you should be thrilled about that.
What about Tennessee?
Well, who do you like better, Jackson Dart or Cam Ward?
Cam Ward came on late. I don't know. I just feel like, I don't know. It's hard to say. All I can tell you is I've seen more of Jackson Dart.
Well, sure. Yeah. Yep.
And I really like the kid. I really do. So, I mean, it's hard to say about Cam Ward. You know, he in the middle of the season said, "We ass."
He did.
Yeah.
If we're going to keep it a buck, we ass.
Right. Plus, he did his own documentary.
Well, I mean, Jackson Dart's capable of that, too, though. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know.
This guy's capable of that. So you got to think, too, like, what type of guy is Kevin Stefanski? Is he someone who, like...
Oh, he'd handle it. He'd handle here.
But I'm not saying he wouldn't handle it as much as would he prefer to be in a quieter place.
Does it get much quieter than Cleveland?
Tennessee.
Cleveland and the Jets are kind of the same.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, of course.
So the fact that he lasted 6 years there was amazing.
Yeah. I mean, he was someone who, you know, his entire career in the NFL prior to going to Cleveland was with the Minnesota Vikings. And he was at Penn in 2005.
Yes.
But then assistant to the head coach in 2006. And then.
See, I would tell him, if I had an opportunity to talk to him today, I would say, look, they're doing you a favor.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't know how many years he has left on his contract. I would think maybe two or three. I would think.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm not positive. But yeah, so he 3 postseason games for the Browns. Won one of those. 2-time coach of the year. In a franchise that's one of the worst, if not the worst, in the league. Only 11 games under 500 in those years. I say only 11 games under 500 because if you look at what Daboll's record was, it was like over, it was close to 30 games under 500. Was it something horrible like that?
Yeah. So I think he's going to be right in the middle of this whole hiring cycle if he wants to be.
Oh, he wants to be. The way that.
He's young enough, that's for sure. He could easily do TV as well if he wanted to.
Oh, I'm sure, yeah. It's. The official statement is out there from Andrew Berry, but it's way too long to read. So, if he's got jobs out there that are attractive jobs that he's going to get offered one of them for sure.
I would think so. I would think Joe Shane would be on the phone with him today.
Yeah,
or his agent.
Are you really buying a car online on AutoTrader right now?
Really?
At a playground?
Yeah, really. Look at these listings from dealers.
Wow, your search can really get that specific.
Really?
And you just put in your info and boom, car's in your budget.
Mom needs a second, honey.
You can really have it delivered?
Really, or I can pick it up at the dealership.
Mom! One sec, sweetie.
Mommy's buying a car.
Mommy, look!
I think your kid is walking up the slide.
Kyle, again? Really?
AutoTrader. Buy your car online. Really?